Hi, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Nadia Komenich.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
It's going. The queen's still queen, baby.
I've been taking gymnastics for 75 years. 75 years, Brad Culpepper.
I just want to say that that was ridiculous. Is that the first time we've ever gotten like a Survivor flashback? Like, no, just in case you guys didn't know what she said.
I think they've done it before, but oh my God. And Nadia Komenich, for you kids playing at home, was a famous gymnast that I think got the first perfect 10 in the Olympics.
It's a great reference. Great reference.
So there you go.
Yeah. I don't know anything because last week apparently I said that Bob Crowley won the wrong season. So, oops.
That's it. Consider me
unsubscribed. You guys know that joke's been around for 10 years and it's beautiful still.
It is. Works perfectly. Works perfectly. This woman is just not.
She's been kind of tame so far, but dang, if it wasn't just bottled up and now unleashed, I'm like, you know.
You lost me the peanut butter sandwiches!
But she lost it! She lost it!
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing that kills me.
But like, she's got her 84-pack abs. So. I mean, to be fair, for her, a woman of her age, I'm assuming she's got to be 90, she's in pretty good shape. Anger push-ups.
God.
It got uncomfortable for me to watch it.
It was incredibly uncomfortable. And I need to say power to Brad Culpepper, because if that's not a winner's freaking edit, if, you know, I haven't seen, there's no reason to show that, right? If it wasn't going to directly result in her being voted off at Tribal, like they didn't even go to Tribal. Like there was not even any tension that they were going to lose the immunity challenge. So
they need to show up because at the immunity challenge, she was still going on about it. But, so it wouldn't have made sense to us if she wasn't going, that's why
I just edited that out.
How do you not show that? Even though they didn't end up like losing, how do you not like a highlight of the episode?
Somebody off.
It does show you how, Kate, going back to the bitter jury, how bitter, that's why she was bitter. And she doesn't see things clearly.
Yeah. No, agreed. Well, that and again, like Colleen's credit, like, or Colleen, you know, pointing out Brad's excellent gameplay, like he like remained very calm. Right. And then I think like somebody being that just unstable, that's where it kind of brings out, kind of the worst of you, and I think Brad handled it extremely well. Actually, there was, I can't remember who said it on our Facebook group, but you know, the for people that need reference to Jack and Jay, of what it's like to grow up in a house mainly full of women, just look at the faces of Brad and Ty during that whole thing.
That is perfect.
It's kind of just head like, hang, just, you know, it's just laying low, it's just staying out of the
fair,
way.
And to be fair to Debbie, you know, you're out there, you're not eating right, you're not sleeping right, but that is just not.
Nobody else did that. That is like Brandon Hance levels of insane.
Well, she wanted peanut butter.
That's true. Did I make the joke here or on the Tribe where I said, I hope that if she pees in the rice, they put like rice pee underneath her as like her job title?
No, it must have been the other one.
It must have been the other one.
Yeah, I was just like going, oh my God. And like I said, if she was right, if she was, you know, if Haley was taking forever on the, and Haley did fall off once, right? That we saw.
Haley fell off once in the beginning, but so did everybody but Ozzy.
Yeah. But she took forever to go over the first one. But
she took forever to go over all of them. Like, you know, she kept
Brad
going.
And Brad Culpepper, he told me to go on the balance beam. He told me to do it.
Cut the flashback to, I'm really good at balancing.
Yeah. I'm great at it. Great at it.
Oh my God. All I have to say is that was.
She can't win. Can we
say
right now? I don't care.
Oh yeah.
Final three.
But did anybody think she would win though? Like, was that ever like in question?
No.
No.
She'll go to final three. Not get a vote. And she says, well, I really won this. I really won.
Again, this is hashtag Trump's America. So you don't necessarily need to tell the truth in order to like have it be real. So she's just taking the alternative facts approach to her gameplay.
I don't know. But even Michaela, when she dug up the first ball, she slammed it on the ground.
Oh my God, Michaela had an awesome challenge showing with the ball digging.
Yeah, she was whipping that sand, that's for sure. But did you see
the
first time
she whipped that sand like she whipped her hair?
She threw it on the ground and spiked it. I'm like going, you could have just handed it to your teammate. I think she was offended she had to dig the sand.
No, I don't think so. I think she was just like in it because she was worried that they were falling behind. But then when Jeff was like, can you do it again? And she was like, yeah, I can, Jeff. And she did. That was great.
No, she's good, but I think she was upset that she wasn't getting a more important role. She gets upset every time she's not the because she's a good actor.
We'll get to that actually because I think that that is how. Okay, sorry, I'm having trouble formulating my thoughts. Michaela is so reactive that when she was so calm during Tribal, I thought that's what I said to Jay. I was like, they are effing with JT right now. Like they are putting on a show so he feels safe and doesn't play the idol. I mean, it was so obvious. And then she almost started
play
laughing
the idol.
At one point.
Play the idol. Play the idol. Play
she
the
didn't
idol.
Even bring it. But before we talk about like the masterful playing, like that was A+. And I love Colleen Shumey. Malcolm tweeted the meme of Leo DiCaprio from what the heck is that called?
Great Gatsby,
where he's just tipping the glass, you know, and there's fireworks going on in the background. But just so well played. But we'll save that for when we get that in the recap. Before we get anything, though, I want to thank people that make our show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Over 150 of you contribute each and every month, and all of that goes to our Jay and Jack production crew. And it's without your guys' support, these podcasts would not be possible. So if you enjoy what we do, please go over to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to jayandjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link to become
a patron. We got a new patron from the Survivor podcast, this podcast listener, Dr. Rob, last week. So
welcome
you,
Dr. Rob.
Welcome. I'm going to add him to the patrons group right now, actually.
Hey, I haven't watched I don't usually watch from the start to finish. I usually tape it and catch up with it. Is the opening scene, the opening credits, is it always been so short lately?
Yeah, they'll usually do like a long one and then they'll go to really short ones depending
on. It was like Survivor. I don't even think they said Survivor. Is it Survivor?
Sometimes they do the really short ones. I think it's infrequent that they do the long ones because at the times that they've done it, I've noted it. Like been like, "Huh, they played the whole credit." Because it was so short this time that I got up to grab water because I thought that I had time for the whole sequence. And I missed I wasn't sitting down when they first came back after the credits. I was like, whoa, that was fast. So yeah,
it's like, whoa, that was quick.
Yeah.
That was warm taffy fast.
And also, if you shop on Amazon, use our Amazon link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. Looks like the normal Amazon, but a small percentage of that sale goes again to the Jane Jack production fold. So if maybe you don't have any money to contribute through Patreon, if you shop on Amazon, it doesn't require anything else from you other than using the link, and revenue from that, a small percentage of anything you buy goes to Jane Jack Productions, which helps everybody. All right, without any further ado, let's jump into the recap. Colleen, Miss Costalot,
right.
Take it away.
I know this isn't going to be a super long recap, but as I feel like there's a lot to talk about, but not recappy wise. But anyway, we started on Nuku Night 11. Clearly, everybody's a little PO'd at JT. Sandra's upset. She accuses him of tipping off Culpepper. JT's like, well, they don't know what I said. They don't know what I said, so I'm not going to admit it. And then, you know, he admits that, you know, he did say, you know, you're safe. And, you know, but they're all like, well, how else would he know Ty know to play it on Sierra? And he's like, oh.
Ty of all people. Ty. Ty.
Yeah. Clearly, Ty is too dumb to read the atmosphere. But no, seriously, that was a joke. We head over to the next morning. JT knows he needs to find an idol, and he does. And, well, we all know how
much. Oh, man.
We get
that. You know, it just wasn't so pretty. Maybe it has some brains. Maybe that's what
JT
it was.
JT is an eight. Hashtag no, JT not. Eight and eight.
I'm
I know.
On what scale? On a 20-point scale?
I love JT. No, I love rooting so for him. But his last two times on Survivor, Wow.
Yeah, he needed to be on when Stephen Fishback was on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say hashtag Fishback should have won, but.
Should have won, but didn't.
JK. JK, get it? Not JT. See what I did there? We go to the awards
JK
now.
JK's a 10.
No, you're wrong. He's got such pretty blue eyes and such like a, you know, earnest, honest face. No? Okay. Well, anyway, we go to the Tavua tribe. I'm sorry. Let's start this again. Day 12. And the Mana and Nuku tribes walk in, and Tavua is confused, like, why only Malcolm is gone. At some point, I'm sure that, you know, we didn't see it, but it got clarified. And Ozzy says it's significant Malcolm's gone because he's a huge player in the game. So then
That was an interesting take by Ozzy. Because I went, wow, I didn't think about that. But good take there.
Ozzy's learning. He's growing. Four times the charm. You know, it's Jess, Boston, and Rob. But everybody, so Jess says take a moment to strategize, which I feel like he says a lot, but we almost never see the strategy, right? Not in depth. And this kind of sets up what's about to come after this. So, you know, we see them all talking, and then we clearly see Debbie saying, I have a really good sense of balance. I wanted the balance beam. Oh, and they're playing for PB&J and cookies and milk, which I feel like those are pretty good.
I like peanut butter and jelly, but the problem is, how long is that challenge to get it set up? All that, were those sandwiches sitting in the sun the whole time with the milk and everything?
Who cares?
Because I would have eaten them. Warm peanut butter and jelly, not tasty.
I think all peanut butter and jelly is tasty, and warm peanut butter and jelly is super tasty. Have you never put it on toast?
I put peanut butter on toast, but not peanut butter and jelly on toast.
Oh, okay. So I do.
Comics do that.
So I do generally English muffins, but I do one of them with butter and jelly, delish, one of them with peanut butter and jelly, super delish as well.
No, not toasted. No, can't do it.
You guys are cray.
Nope. But no, it's sitting in the sun. You got the sand blowing all over the place.
I would still eat it.
It wasn't as appetizing as and plus the milk's so warm.
Well, warm milk is kind of gross. But, you know, they could have just been there for display purposes. You know how when you see like a Big Mac on a commercial, it's not actually what a Big Mac looks like in real life. It could have just been that.
Okay.
Could have pulled. Anyway, so Ozzy goes over the balance beam like he's, oh, I'm sorry. As Jeff said, like he grew up doing this in the jungle. So we had, I don't know, they missed the opportunity for a hashtag Ozzy of the jungle, but.
The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
I was thinking George of the Jungle, but yeah.
That's what I said, Ozzy of the Jungle.
I know. I was backing you up, Carl.
The problem is George of the Jungle was not a gifted athlete.
But Ozzy of the Jungle.
I mean, Tarzan was, you know, a better actor. I mean, George of the Jungle. Remember, watch out for that tree?
Yeah.
Watch out for that.
And Brendan Fraser was him.
Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
I'm talking about the cartoon.
Back on track.
Remember, Jay is going to end this podcast, turn it around, shut it down like it ran out of gas at that 1 hour mark.
It is true. These are facts. These are real facts.
Do we want to wrap it up now? I think it's time to wrap it up.
It's been 18 minutes. Anyway.
I got my stress ball now, or my stress little thing.
Fidget cube, all right? All right, let's move on. Here we go.
I have never heard of a fidget cube, and I'm a little offended that my birthday just passed. And also, happy birthday, Jay. It was March 27th.
Thank you.
33, right?
32. I'm 33. Don't play. Anyway, I'm a little offended that my birthday just passed and you didn't get me a fidget ball when
they just came out.
Fidget cube. So is it like Rubik's cube except you don't have to solve it?
No, it's just like it gives you like little things, like there's a little cube and you just hold it in your hand and then you just like can, you know how I like to tap my fingers and stuff like that, so it just gives you something to do so you don't like
you could go down to the store. Tapper.
I'm a foot kicker fidgeter.
You can go down to the store and get a 99-cent flare pin and just do this. Click the top.
True.
It just kind of gives you more to do. But anyway, it's a neat little thing.
Do you need more to fidget on? I mean, it's
no, like, but like my counterparts on my team, all kind of got one. So like when we're in meetings, we have.
You want to be left out?
Well, no, I thought it was a cool little idea.
Follower.
I'm not following. Yep. That was a cool thing. Whatever.
Everybody else got one, so I need one. I gotta keep up with the Joneses.
I'm the oldest person in my office. I need to make sure.
No, on my team,
you're
I'm not.
You were at Apple, you were at Apple when you were like 28.
So he came home, Michael has one. Why can't I have a fidget one? Come on, man. It's not fair. I'm gonna hold my breath.
I should be careful what I ask for when I say I want to see this pigeon thing.
Thank you. All right, come on, stay on target. We're all over the place.
Anyway,
for an hour.
Mana was in the lead. Yeah, we just wasted 3 minutes. Was in the lead, and Debbie cost them the lead because she can't go over the balance beam. But
it was Haley, the Princess Haley.
It was Princess Haley. But anyway, Tavua, my goodness. wins thanks to Ozzy's awesome balance beam jungle skills and Zeke's great puzzle skills. As we go, though, Debbie says that they lost because it's a dictatorship, and Brad decides everything and tells them what to do. And then we get a flashback of Debbie being like, I have a really good sense of balance. So,
but going back to the challenge, didn't Sandra work that puzzle like she was going for a goat sandwich?
She did work that puzzle real well.
She was. I've never seen her work so hard in my life.
I got a joke. It's a little dirty. I'm not going to make it, but
PB&J and goat. Mmm. You toast it on an English muffin. Mm-mm-mm.
Well, can't argue with that, I guess.
I think Jay's mad.
Yeah, let's move along here.
I think we frustrated him so much he broke his little fidget toy.
Yeah, the fidget toy got quiet. What happened?
You can't overwork your toy, Jay.
Oh. Oh, I don't even know where to go with that. Hashtag Ken is a 10. We go to, that's just going to be my go-to for everything. To Vua Day 12. They're celebrating Troyzan and Sarah bond a little bit. Sarah says, I'm playing like a criminal this time.
Wasn't this the most awkward exchange, though? Because Troyzan's looking at her like, he's like afraid to do anything. He goes, no, pretend you're working. And he's trying to pull back. He looked like Fishbeck trying to break the branch. I mean, he's like this.
And
he's just got. He says, seriously, he's got this look. And then after everything's done, they shake hands. Now, what's the worst thing you do if you're trying to keep people think you're not working on a plan? Why would you shake hands afterwards?
You know, that's a wonderful point. Because she's a criminal. She's a smooth criminal.
Well, no, she's not. It was just Troyzan's face was like, God, if she had a gun right now, she'd shoot me.
It was like a little like, I can do it because I seen other people that.
Yes.
Tony did it first.
Let's break this. I can't. Fishbeck, come over here and help me.
Oh, stop it. Regardless.
I can't help you. I'm not on the show. I'm not a game changer.
Good times.
As evidence now, clearly he should have been the game changer and not JT. Just saying.
I should have been the main changer, not JT.
Malcolm said in all of his exit interviews that a former player, and I don't think it was Fishback, honestly, a former player said, told him before he went out there, don't let the cowboy think for himself. And he was like, they were right.
He's terrible.
Anyway, there's a little side alliance formed here, though, and I feel like edit-wise, we were shown this for a reason. maybe that means Tarzan's not as DOA as, you know, everybody keeps thinking. So, or maybe they were just like, hey, these two people haven't gotten any screen time. We need to show something from this tribe of people that get along.
In case they win.
Right. Or maybe they're like, oh, yeah. Hashtag winner's edit. I don't think any of them getting a winner's edit right now. I think Culpepper is still getting the winner's edit out of all of it, but.
Yeah.
He's Culpepper.
I don't know. He's playing a good game.
I think he's getting a winner's edit, as evidenced by tonight, where it went out of the way to show a tribe mate being
okay.
Crazy.
But again, I could see it's just Debbie going crazy. How do you not show that?
You have to show it because, you know, the casual fan wants to see someone going nuts.
Yeah.
And she literally
casual went, fan she, or all of us. She looked effing nuts, right?
She went nuts, and in fact, like I said, it continued through. When you're trying to win immunity. And someone's, I should have done this. I should have done this. I should have done this. I go, you know, if it had been
shut
a guy,
I
probably would have gotten her. I would have gotten the dude's fan. I mean, it just is like, shut up. Enough. We can't concentrate. Then when they won, she's like, all right, good job. Anyway.
Oh, my God. She was cray cray.
Super cray.
So yes. Let's talk about this. Debbie, so we go to their tribe. Day 12. They want to, you know, Debbie, okay. Yeah.
But she was kind of laughing as she said
it. It was like this weird maniacal laugh, though. It was so unsettling.
Brad, it was her eyes.
Survivor.
Her eyes were insane, though. So, okay, so the tribe wants to talk to her. She, like, goes off in the distance, and Sierra goes to, like, talk to her or whatever, and Haley. And she's all, you know, getting crazy and Brad has this comment, the only predictability about Debbie is she's unpredictable.
Exactly.
So, you know, Haley's talking to Debbie. She says, you know, Brad's used to being in charge. And then, you know, she tells us, you know, she couldn't make it over at all. And I'm the one that made it over the thing with no problem yet.
In
I have
30 seconds.
Right. Well, so, okay. You think, well, let's see. Is this an editing thing? You know, does Debbie go home tonight so they need to make it look like this is an issue where, you know, they get her kicked off and Haley, you know, makes it a little bit further so they want to make her look a little bit better. You should justify. You think, okay, is that what it is? Except no, because then we even have Ty who's like, I think Debbie's just different. She's like a crazy lady.
She's like encounter the crazy chicken lady where she just has a bunch of chicken. Oh, wait, that's me.
Well, you know, or Aubrey.
She just has a bunch of jobs.
Well, Aubrey, that's the reason
she exchanged the cats for her jobs.
Yeah. Well, that's why Aubrey got her out of there because she couldn't.
Same thing. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Like Brad Colbert said, she's unpredictable.
So the real winner this episode was Aubrey, who retroactively gets the winner's edit for.
Well, she still didn't win, but. My question there is then you have to get rid of Debbie pre-merge for risk of her making it to the jury, right?
Yeah,
because like she's one of the few where you have to make sure it's pre-merge just because you don't want that vote on the jury.
They have to realize a merge is coming soon, right? They have to realize, like, you know, it's
well, like Jay says, she's proven before she's bad on the jury. So you have to get her off. She's a very negative person if she feels like she's been wrong,
question is, should they have thrown the challenge to get rid of her?
No, you
like,
never.
I don't think that Culpepper has in him to do something
never,
like that.
You never,
but
you never throw the challenge.
So never. Then you risk, but is it a better strategic move to throw the challenge, get the person that's probably going to, if any of you make it to the end, vote against you all, out, get them out?
I would.
You know, you're safe. You know, there's probably a swap coming up,
you,
right?
You think that, but then you throw the challenge, and then what happens? Boom, you're the one that gets voted off. You never know what's going to happen at these, because you look at Debbie right now. Of all the people on here, the one person who can't win is, I guess we can all safely say, is Debbie. She can't win. There's no way.
Well, she won't get any votes from that tribe, but.
I don't see her winning.
Well, all right.
I think she rubs people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. or he said, sorry, I'm eating a piece of Jay's birthday cake because it's sitting right next to me up here. I don't know. I feel like this might have been a point where losing a challenge may not have been the worst thing in the world.
Well, because it depends, because there's probably going to be another swap before the merge, right? So
Debbie, depends model.
So yeah, I'm with Jack. I feel like you never lose intentionally. If it happens, then you can, like...
how often has it worked?
Very rarely.
It's a momentum thing, too, because once you lose, you know, sometimes it...
But again, they have to figure that there's a swap coming, right? How many are left? 15?
But still in the swap, then, she could be more volatile and more dangerous. I don't know.
Exactly. She's more volatile or dangerous in a swap. So maybe you want to get her out now.
But at the same time, I don't know. It's just a dangerous game to play.
You never want to go to tribal. Never, because you're making enemies when you go to tribal.
Well, if you don't have a choice, right? If you don't have a choice, don't. But if you have to go, there could be times like where, okay, maybe it wouldn't have been the worst thing to get rid of Debbie, but.
But getting rid of JT. He's good in challenges. I think that helped him out more than getting rid of Debbie. And who knows? Debbie next episode could be, hey, wait, I never get mad. What are you talking about?
Well, again,
I took 20 years of not getting mad classes. So of anger management.
I love how she says, I don't explode in anger, but then she's like yelling in Brad's face.
I exercise. That's why I have these abs.
I exercise my like anger away. Oh my god, the whole thing was crazy. And poor Ty was just like, I'm afraid.
Since Rock said, I'm cornered. Give her a chicken. Yeah. Give her something. Give her Jay's fidget stick.
Give her the fidget stick. Yes, Debbie, need a fidget stick. Fidget cube. A fidget stick.
That was her luxury item. Do they still bring luxury items out there? I guess not. I don't know.
Well, yeah, they may. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know.
I guess since Rob's Magic 8-Ball, I guess.
I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask a survivor and find out. Anyway. Yeah, again, power to Culpepper, because how many people would have sat there and been screamed at right square in the face and not, you know, like. I know for a fact that Jay Glatfelter couldn't have played that as coolly. And I'm not going to pretend that I would have played it as coolly. I mean, I would have headbutted her or punched a bee in the face. So.
Now, sometimes you got to let crazy people be crazy. So, yeah, I could have just sat there and went. I would have given
BS on that.
I would have given the Jim from The Office look. No, it's a game, and you want people to look like they're not going to get any votes. So why feed into it? Let her go off.
True, true, true. But again, crazy person. Anyways, let me see. What do we have next? So we head to Nuku Day 13, and they're enjoying their coffee. Michaela's enjoying the coffee. JT and Aubrey aren't super happy because Michaela wants 7 drops of coffee and a tablespoon of sugar. And, you know, this just pisses them off. So Sandra decides. It did. Aubrey kind of, you know, contributed in the eye rolling, but like JT was super not okay with this. So Sandra's like, like 10 years ago, I did this thing with fish by accident, but, you know, it really worked out for me. actually, was it by accident? It was, wasn't it? Like, didn't she accidentally dump the fish?
Who knows with her? She's very clever.
I'm so sorry. We're losing listeners left and right because of my terrible survivor knowledge. But regardless, Sandra's like, I did this thing with fish and it worked out for me, like, you know, 15 years ago. So let's see what happens with the sugar.
Well, JT should have known that Sandra took the sugar because she had more energy than ever before.
I actually was thinking that. I was like, oh my God, like, I feel like all they had
to do. You want me to get water? You want me to go get food? You want me to do that? What? Let's dance. Ah!
Yes, exactly. Sander all of a sudden was like, I'm going to go for a run on the beach.
I'm going to go catch me 3 goats. Comes back with goats. With goat meat hanging out of her mouth. Ah, I got him.
Yeah, she caught
Did you take the sugar? No, I didn't take the sugar.
And then she fell asleep.
with the goat meat still in her mouth.
No, she wrote, the queen stays queen in the goat's blood.
There you go.
Anyway, so as predicted, JT, you guys have me coughing and I'm having JT blames Michaela. I should mention that Varner knew this plan, and that's how I kind of also knew at the end when it was, you know, kind of 2-2, who's Varner going to vote for? And I'm like, Varner knows Sandra's plan. He didn't blow up the planet Tribal, so I'm pretty sure.
Well, not only that, but you don't cross Sandra.
No, you don't Sandra, cross
Sandra. You don't cross Sandra. Her. So Varner's not stupid.
Mm-mm. I mean, Varner is like kind of strikes me as a person that has a lot of sugar on a daily basis. But, yeah. So, JT says something that I'm curious to see if he's going to take any heat from for saying. But so he and Michaela are talking about, you know, did she take the sugar or not? And he goes, it's no secret, honey bun. It's all right. And I'm kind of wondering, because that was what was it, mansplaining or anything? But it was such like a condescending thing to say.
Well, it's to not to throw the South under the bus, but that's what the South does. That's how Southern guys act sometimes.
Mm hmm.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's how I've heard it several times since I've been out here.
All right then. Yeah.
I don't think he cared. I don't think he likes her. So I think it's more directed at her than anything else.
Hey, at least he didn't say to her something like, "And how many times have you won this game?"
I would have said that on my way out. At least I've won it. Drop my torch and walk away. Why do you keep doing that?
Anyway, moving on. So Mana decides to, we'll go to Mana, and Ty decides to be productive and look for an idol. And the idol whisperer finds another clue. He's like this season's Russell or Tony or something, right?
Or Jeremy. Are there only a certain people that are allowed to look for the idol?
I don't know. He's like very one with nature, I feel. So I feel like, you know. Also, I've heard from different survivors in the past that have said, like, once you find an idol once, it's really easy to find it again because you kind of, or it's easier to find again because you kind of know where to look and you have this kind of instinct. And I remember Penner said in an interview a few years ago that if you're looking for an idol and the cameras are following you, it's a pretty good indication that it's close. If the cameras lose interest in you, then you're probably way off base. They don't have any interest in, you know, you looking your search because you're not going to find it anyway.
Well, especially with Ty, they probably said, Ty, and threw it over there. Look, over there.
I think right they there. Probably did that for
wait,
JT.
Wait. It's in the sand. Let's put it in this tree. Okay, now look for it. I like it better when they're on the challenges and they have to figure out a way to get it.
Them on the challenge.
No. That he'll figure it out.
Maybe we'll see. I mean, yes, clearly we'll see something because we saw this scene. If he never finds it or whatever, he probably wouldn't see it. But anyway, speaking of, we go to the immunity challenge. Debbie wants to do the balance beams because she did gymnastics for 10 years, damn it. 10 years!
So why doesn't anybody listen to me?
Oh, my God.
And then she goes, no offense, Haley, but you cost us the peanut butter and jelly. And give Haley credit. She's like going, huh?
At this point, if I were her team, I would have been like, sure, Debbie, Why don't you do it? And if you mess up, you're going home.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they're ready, set, go. And Debbie's the first person over the
first one over.
And then, you know, and then she goes to Brad at one point, you know, it's not even right after. It's, you know, like three obstacles down. It's like, Brad, did you see I was the first one over? And he's just like, I love you. I don't know why you're mad at me. And I you know, power to you, Brad, because again, I would have been like, shut the F up. Who cares? Nobody cares. Good for you.
Yay. Well, you kicked us all out of the way to get up there.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. But yeah, so then we see the balance beam portion and it's Haley and Ty, and Debbie keeps pointing out how she could have done better. And at that point, I really would have I would have backhanded her or something. It was
disqualification.
I know. $1 million backhand.
But you
backslap.
You fall off the balance beam and actually run into her and do it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my God.
How hard is it? I should have been doing this. God, how obnoxious.
It was very obnoxious. So we get to the final portion of it. And Culpepper, again, just smokes the competition. Like, it's a total blowout.
That's not even close. I mean, especially you look at who's left. You think, okay, Ozzy's the best athlete out there. Exactly. He's not.
And JT's got pretty good aim. And Ozzy's wonderful at the balance beam stuff, and I think Culpepper realizes that that's probably not his forte. Like, Ozzy is like Ozzy of the jungle, so there you go.
I gotta give Sierra credit, too, because she knocked a couple of them down right away, so it wasn't just Culpepper. She did it, too.
Coffee is for closers, but Culpepper is not...
Seven drops.
But, yeah, oh, and you know what? I'm wondering why we're not seeing more, because Sierra is kind of kicking butt in the challenges, right?
Yeah.
And we're not seeing a whole lot of that. And I feel like that's a little unfair. So, I don't know. But
present it.
Yeah. Hashtag not winners at it.
We haven't heard a lot from Sari.
Yes. Where is Sari? I hope that's a good thing. That means Sari is going to be around.
I mean, she's always been an interesting player. Always has interesting things to say. And she's a fan favorite. And I was thinking today, I go, other than her digging the hole and struggling to find the ball the second time for whatever first time, that's all we got.
Honestly, I think that her tribe hasn't been anywhere, so there's no real reason.
That could be it. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. But I would love to see more Sari. I hope that this means that she's around for the long term, like the long haul. We're not seeing much of her now because her story picks up, you know, I don't know, final three or something. But it's real close at the end between Ozzy and JT, and Ozzy just makes it.
Yeah, JT just missed it. I thought he was getting winning music. But when he missed, I go, oh, it's going to be Ozzy's winning music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did have the winning music. Jay, did you think that it was going to be Ozzy or JT that pulled it out? Ha ha ha, sorry. You're like, I hope it's Ozzy because Ozzy is a 9 and JT is not an 8. Sorry.
JT gets worse each week.
Yeah, you guys are awful. What's Ozzy then? Have we objectified Ozzy yet?
JT should bring his idol to the ranking of how if he's a one through 10. And so when Jay says a 4, he plays his idol, then the 8 is what wins.
You guys are the worst. You guys are so wrong. I don't know. You guys are wrong, though. We got a new coup.
He's a 10 next to Fishbeck.
Okay, that's his fighting words. Why would you say something like that?
I'm just being honest.
No.
He has no nerdy charm to him. I give him a 4 tops. I have to disagree with you on that one. Your opinion is wrong.
Jay likes brunettes.
What is JT? He's a mess.
Anyway, we go to the Nuku tribe. Aubrey wants Michaela out over JT. JT's trying to make his case to the rest of them. And he's like, there'll be less attitude. There'll be less this. There'll be less that. There'll be less sugar napping. And then we get this amazing shot. Sandra's like, sugar napping? He's like, yeah, you know, she finished the sugar. And we just see a close-up of Sandra's face, like, with this S-eating grin, like, oops, that was me. And I loved it. And I
she licked like, the bowl. She licked the sugar bowl. Oh, my God. The jar, whatever it was.
Even if Sandra goes home pre-merge still or whatever, they are giving us all of our money's worth on her. And
she makes the merge, she wins it. Because people are just dumb not to vote her off.
So the queen wants JT the Jester out because she needs vengeance for Malcolm. That's probably the point that Malcolm, you know, tipped his hat or whatever and was like, yeah, that's right. You know,
JT also cost him the numbers too.
Yeah.
JT cost him his game. I think that Malcolm could have made it pretty deep into the game, at least, you know, mid merge, if not higher, without JT.
Oh yeah, JT definitely screwed him over. And JT said he's his friend. I mean, JT didn't mean to do it, but
no, he didn't mean to do it, but I don't know. Sandra tells Varner, you know, you got to go with us, me and Michaela versus Aubrey and JT. And Varner's like, you know, oh my God, I love being in the middle. And then he says, I'd like to go both ways at the same time, please. And all of America was like, wink, wink. Ha ha ha. You're so funny. We know what you mean. And then he points out, you know, it's get rid of a big attitude problem or get rid of a big threat. So, oh my goodness, what is he going to do? He's going to tribal. And I didn't take a whole lot of notes here because the audacity of the situation where you're like, oh my God, they're being so blatantly, you know, we don't want Michaela around. There's got to be something else here, right? There's got to be.
Well, and then how do you trust Sandra? JT, I'm like going, and then to find out he didn't even bring the idol with him.
Yeah,
he's an idiot.
If someone is openly saying they want someone gone, which she's done before. I mean, she's good at that. But well, she
flat out told Russell, "I'm against you." Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but she's done it in several times. You don't go against her. But JT should have known. I screwed up last week. It's just been 3 days. I screwed up bad.
Yeah. Yesterday I had to find an idol. Today I'm great.
I said, "Okay, play your idol. It's going to completely screw up the whole plan. It would be a game changer." But no, he didn't even bring it with him.
I can't believe he didn't bring it. Yeah, so this whole thing was crazy. You know, JT denies the sabotage. She says, I just gave too much info away. And now he's just like, stop talking. Then you sound like an idiot. Like, oh my goodness. Michaela accused JT of running everything, which I thought was kind of weird at the beginning. And then as it came, as the roots. It was clearly obvious, and I was I was checking Twitter during it, and all of Twitter seemed to have the exact same thoughts as me too.
Play your idol.
Yes, you know, like the faces, like Michaela didn't even look like she was that upset, and the only person that looked deathly upset was Aubrey, and we knew from going in there that Aubrey was on Team JT, so clearly she knew something was going on.
Michaela, that should have been another clue. Michaela's not getting upset.
Yeah, she's not like totally flipping out.
Because that's what she does?
She flipped out when she knew that her name was the friggin' decoy.
Not even the real one, yeah.
When she's that comp, yeah, I guess I'm going home. Whatever she, you know, basically she would say, I go, Jesus, JT, pay attention to what's going on here.
Like, instead they talk about the sugar feud and, you know, how they think that she licked the bowl and, oh my God, I just.
And JT should know too, he's won it. So he's got to protect himself at all, you know.
Time and time again, the times after he's played, like without a brain with him, like right. helping him, you know, get through it, he doesn't do too well.
No.
Honestly, I think I picked like across the board in all my fantasy leagues, JT was going home. Except but I was hoping that JT was getting the Colby edit where, you know, he was the hero that everybody loved. And then he was the last one standing from his original tribe. But we were still kind of all like,
Is this a case where JT should have been one and done? He won the $1 million, should have never played again.
No, because then we wouldn't have gotten the awesome. Dear Russell, do you like me? Check yes or no moment.
But I'm saying as far as his legacy, because when you saw him the first time around, he was a good player. He won, you know.
Yeah.
He made some moves, but his last two times out, he's been terrible.
He's been terrible. He hasn't had someone to bounce ideas off of.
I get that, but he's just. You look like Jay said. Now I don't look at him as even a good player. Even though he's won, but the last two times out he's hurt himself.
Yeah,
legacy wise.
That's true.
Yeah,
but to Colleen's point, that I don't know if it's as bad as like Colby and Heroes versus Villains. There's nothing like that kind of was the story of a broken man more than Colby's third try.
Yeah.
Like it was just so like this last episode where he's just like sitting in the water, like staring off into the distance.
I don't think Colby's heart was in playing. He didn't want to play it anymore. He's like, why am I doing this? You know. But Colby never abandoned him.
His brother was terrible in challenges. I mean, there was just
Colby never won, right?
No. So he should have won. He picked
the wrong person.
Pulled a fish back.
And nobody was more excited for losing than Colby.
And you know something? That's saying a lot when you're just gracious enough to be there.
Yeah.
And he didn't pull a fishback because fishback didn't win final immunity. And fishback said that if he had won final immunity, he would have taken Aaron to the end because he knew that everybody hated her.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a masterful play on JT. Like if you're talking about a way to avoid doing an idol, like amazing, absolutely amazing. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, even Varner brought up, what if he has an idol?
Yeah.
And it sounds like
it doesn't even matter.
I wonder if they came up with that plan to throw him off to make him not play. Because they had to have. Because that was, it was
make
just
him feel
incredible.
Safe. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic.
Right, yeah. So while they're reading the votes, Michaela, let's talk about this because this was, I haven't seen every season. I'm going to eventually, I feel like I add an extra season or two every year, but I've never seen this so far. She pulls out a thermos and a mother effing coffee mug, puts the water in it, and then starts sipping it. Like,
just kind of like, don't mind me. I'm just sitting here sipping my drink.
It was amazing. It was the classic Bye Felicia moment, right?
I'm not great. Going home.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was really good. Well, it's that it's that meme with, like, what is it, Kermit, where he's just, like, sipping the tea, and then it's, like, you know, some kind of thing.
Well, I think Sandra has someone she can take to the finals with her now, Michaela.
I think so.
I think she's going to start building her, you know, the people she can beat.
And Varner's playing along.
Varner's playing along. I don't know if Varner could win either. So
Michaela final three.
Sandra wins easily.
I want that winner. So bad. I want that so bad to happen. Oh my God, I want that. I want that more than I want anything else right now. No, actually, I want the Restoration Hardware couch that I'm never going to get more than Sandra to win a third time. But I want that second.
She's just very, very smart, and she's great at manipulating people.
Yeah,
the queen.
And she's also scares people.
But you know what's funny is like this season she's being so much more like boisterous. You know, like so much more in your face about it publicly, and that's where it's like it's risky. Like, how long is that going to be able to play? But for some reason, like it hasn't bitten her in the butt yet. But I feel like eventually it will. She keeps pushing that hard.
I don't know. It's like, well, JT, you know, I think he's hurt his legacy coming back. Here's Sandra. She's won it twice, and she's played a great game. I mean, she's still in it. How is she still in it?
This is episode 4. Sandra's been to 4 tribal councils, and she has not had one vote against her. I think even if Sandra goes home next week or the week after or pre-merge, right, she still goes down as being one of the best Survivor players because
she made it
through 4 freaking tribal councils. She went 4 out of 4. And one of the biggest complaints against her before starting this was, oh, well, she only ever made it because she never got to go to tribal very rarely, you know, in her early seasons. So it was just the odds were always in her favor. They weren't in her favor now. And oh my goodness, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think people are afraid to go against her.
Yeah, well, that's why I just love Aubrey, like, going, damn, I just got schooled, you know? Like,
yep. She knew it. She goes, you guys are good.
Yeah, like, that was a master class right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And it was.
She was all in for voting JT, and she goes, well, you got me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, guys, again, the coffee mug, right? Yeah, amazing.
And she did the hair flip. She finished with the hair flip. It was fantastic.
Yeah, she flipped her hair. But I would say that Tribal Council was...
She brought the coffee mug. JT didn't bring his idol. enough said right there.
Oh, I want a shirt that says, bring coffee mugs, not idols.
Or no, it's bring idols, not coffee. Well, yeah, go either way.
Yeah, no, bring idols, not coffee mugs. No, because I want to be on the Michaela side.
That's true.
So I would say that the after JT leaves is just as entertaining, that, you know, 60 seconds of TV, as the entire Tribal Council, where, you know, he leaves and Michaela's like, you know, hey, don't forget, tell Malcolm that you sent him home.
I will.
And that was just that was not even shade. That was like full on. What's darker than shade? That was like full on darker than shade.
In your face.
In your face. Oh my God. It was great. And then, you know, and she's like, and I didn't even do the sugar. And Sandra just points to herself. She was like, yeah, that was me. Loved it. Amazing. Seriously. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, it was again, I think Aubrey had the best estimation of it, right? It's like, wow, you guys are good. I think it's just, that was perfect.
Yeah. I don't know.
Aubrey's going, I wish I was with Crazy Debbie right now.
Yeah, I never knew Debbie looked so good. we got a couple emails. Right. Let me start with one, JP from NJ. I have one word to describe Debbie tonight. Unbalanced. All caps. 4 exclamation points.
I get it.
JP and his six pack from NJ.
Nice one, JP. On balance beam.
Oh, yes. I didn't even get that at first. No. She is unbalanced, though. Mandy,
you know, she
says,
took 10 years of gymnastics.
10 years. 10 years.
You know, a lot of people have done things for 10 years and they're still not good at it.
You guys have podcasted for 10 years.
Exactly. Look at Jay. Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Did I bring that up? I'm sorry. Get your stress ball.
Oh, my God. I just realized I just passed my 10-year podcasting anniversary in February.
I'm sorry, Jay. I could have said Colleen.
Oh, my God. I've been podcasting for 10 years. I didn't even realize that until right now. Oh, happy anniversary to me. It was February 2000. Oh, my God.
For 10-year podcasting anniversary, Jay bought you a stress cube.
No, for your 10-year podcast anniversary, I bought you guys bobbleheads that were customized. For mine, I got nothing.
You get to spend a week with we've got a special secret. You get to spend a week with Debbie. I don't know.
Ooh. Oh no, it was January 2007. Oh my God, it was January.
Then we're really behind.
Oh my God. Because it was in our first episode of Metrobus when I was going to my friend's birthday party, and my friend's birthday is in the middle of January. Oh my goodness. 10 years, guys. I'm old.
Way to remember, Jay.
Yeah, thanks for not remembering. Thanks for not celebrating. Where's my bobblehead?
I forgot.
We did order it, but you know the mail system.
Yeah, that's your better excuse.
Your neighbor stole it.
No, it had to be forwarded to our new address, and it's still lost in translation.
Right. Put a change of address in, all bets are off.
Yep, that's definitely what it was. Totally.
I wish I would have got insurance with it. Oh, I didn't think about it. My bad.
Oh my God, I've been podcasting for 10 years, guys. That's crazy. Mandy says, is it safe to say that JT is not a good player? He had the, quote, dumbest move in Survivor history in Heroes vs. Villains, spilled the tea to Brad last week. But did he want the tea? Brad didn't want the tea, clearly. And tonight he goes home with an idol. Steven should have won. Next week's previews show another swap and a former player returning. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about this. What the H? That's what the hell, for anybody wondering. Is it time?
Well, I've been podcasting for 10 years. I knew what that meant.
Well, I don't know. You did learn a new acronym.
The GOAT. Yeah.
What was the acronym you learned last week?
GOAT.
2 weeks ago?
Greatest of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
GOAT, yes.
Which is stupid because GOAT means you're a loser, but that's you kids today.
GOAT means you're about to get eaten by Sandra. Is it time for producers to stop changing the game? That's right. What's the former player returning? What's that thing about?
Well, they mentioned Redemption Island too.
But like, what former player is returning? Like, is that just to be part of like a challenge or something?
Is it who would it be? JT returning? I got an idol. Or Malcolm?
It should be
something completely different.
Who wasn't playing this time?
I don't think so.
That's my guess.
Maybe it's Fishbeck. Who would it be? Former player. Richard Hatch?
It's Rob Cesternino coming back to do a challenge of some sort.
That could be.
Mm-mm.
It's when would he have time? He podcasts every day.
Yeah, the man podcasted all summer.
So
he couldn't be away for like 2 days without anybody noticing.
It's got to be a big name person.
Yeah.
It's Colby, maybe?
No, Colby and Jeff aren't friends anymore. They wouldn't bring him back.
That's true. I don't know. Who would it be?
I don't know.
We'll just have to wait and see, right? I'm sure they'll spoil it at some point during the week.
Yeah, there's going to be a promo coming out. There's no Sunday night football to.
Russell Pants.
No, oh, God, there's no chance that it's any Hans. There's no chance.
Is it Richard Hatch?
I said Richard Hatch.
Why would they? But why? What would he? Oh, because he's the original game changer, but he's not even a game changer.
He like wrote the game.
Yeah. I don't know. Tina enough.
Watch, it's going to be somebody lame like Boston Rob. That's not lame, but you know what I mean.
I got this new book, a second chapter on how to win Survivor.
But why? What?
I don't know. Because Rudy's got to be like 100 now, doesn't he?
No, it's not going to be Rudy. There's no way. I feel like Rudy's immune system and his doctors would never clear him for that.
Agreed.
Okay, let's give guesses.
It better be somebody good.
All right, so somebody good's got to be somebody famous. So you're thinking, you know, like your Richard Hatches, your Boston Robs, your people that are synonymous with Survivor, right? Because they're not going to bring somebody back. I was like, here's your third person voted out in season 13, right?
Yeah. Yep. Huh. No, agreed.
I don't know.
We'll just have to wait and see.
I don't want to wait. I think I'm going to check the spoilers and find out.
Oh, Lordy. All right. Well, any other feedback, call?
Yep. One more from Matt.
All right. Let's get to it.
All right. Hi. I'm still eating birthday cake.
You don't need more cake. Focus on the show. Good Lord.
Cake eater.
It's literally right next to me. It's
well,
so
move
good.
It away.
I made a dang good cake. All right. This is from Matt.
Okay.
Few thoughts. It's nope, safe focus. To assume.
It's
yeah,
what?
I know. We just hit that hour mark. So Jay's getting antsy. He's going to turn to a pumpkin soon. It's safe to assume that Fishback carried JT in his their first season, right? All JT had to do was give everyone a few, aw, shucks, Southern charm while Fishback played the game for him. I haven't seen that season in a long time, but it's got to read that way on a rewatch. Debbie is so unstable, it actually makes me uncomfortable. I don't enjoy it even a little bit. I think Jack agrees.
It is almost Brandon Hantz level. It really is.
I mean, it's okay for a second, but when someone is clearly wrong, and they don't let it go,
right? And that's what leads me to believe that it wasn't just editing. It was like the editors wanted to straight up show, like, she's delusional.
Unless she's doing it intentionally to get further in the game because she goes. That they won't vote me off. They think I'm crazy because I can't win.
I saw her eyes. I think she's legit crazy.
You broke my heart.
You broke my heart. So, oops, sorry.
A person who's been podcasting 10 years would know to turn off their phone.
Mm-hmm. He then asks, how amazing is the Varner-Sandra duo? I mean, seriously, how quick would you sign up for that final two? That's what you were just talking about. Varner, Sandra, Michaela, final three. Amazing. Amazing.
Awesome. And neither Varner or Michaela get a vote. Unless Debbie's on the jury.
I love the Varner-Sandra duo. I think that's a great combo.
Well, Varner's smart. Then, he's playing under the radar. He's not being the hyper.
Thankfully.
Varner we've seen in the past.
Yes, which is great. That's good that he learned something. And then finally he asks, the queen most definitely stays queen. Even if she goes home next week, she didn't do anything to taint her legacy in the game. She's playing everyone and no one seems to notice. That is almost exactly what I said.
Was Matt listening to this podcast?
It's almost like he was.
And then sent in the email.
Because I completely agree. I don't know. Final thoughts from anybody else?
No, I think
we've already said what Matt said. So,
yeah, thanks, Matt, for stealing our whole thing.
Old news, Matt. Sorry. you should have sent them in before we started recording. We could have read it first.
All right. Well, now it is time to tally the votes. So let's go to the preseason picks for James, JT, Thomas Jr. Jack, you said merge. No points.
Just play your idol, JT.
Jay said merge, no points. And Colleen, you said merge, no points.
Man, we all gave JT a little more credit.
But for this episode, who we thought was going home, I said JT, I get a point. Colleen said JT, she gets a point. And Jack, for some reason, is not paying attention to the winner's edit. He put down Brad Culpepper, no points.
I thought crazy Debbie was going to give Culpepper a reason to quit.
He ain't no quitter. So that puts the grand total early in episode four, so it's still early in the season. I have 3 tally points. Jack, you have 2, and Colleen is in the lead with 4.
But she tally points. 10 at the end, so it doesn't matter.
But if Brett...
Oh, I think Culpepper's still getting that winner's edit, baby.
Well, the thing with it, Colleen has Brett Culpepper at the final 3. She did not make him her winner's pick, surprisingly enough. But she does have the 5-point bet.
Yeah, can I change my winner's pick?
No, if Haley goes out, you can...
I thought it was a 10-point bet.
Well, it is, because she has a 5-point bet for both you and I, Jack. So that... Brad Culpepper will make the final 3.
So she has 5 points or 10 points?
So it's 10 total. She has the opportunity to lose 10 points and gain 10 points. We each have the chance to lose 5 points.
We just need to be rooting for Culpepper to lose each week.
No, basically. Otherwise, Colleen's going to get a pretty good...
Have you seen his edit tonight? They literally showed a crazy person screaming in his face and didn't lose it.
But Colleen, her pick on the season for the tally game is actually Haley... Jack, yours is Ty for some reason, and I have Sierra. So, could go a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways.
Could go.
Want to thank people who make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JaneJack, especially Molly Lineo.
Do we pick who we're going home next week?
Oh, you're right.
We did not. Somebody's in a rush here to get out.
Not a rush to get out. Just trying to keep it timely. All right. Episode 5.
Oh, nice.
Colleen, you get to pick first.
Episode 5. I'm going to go with Debbie. Okay. We're setting her up for a fall sooner or later.
Yeah, this is good. This could be like a three-episode arc or a two-episode arc. Action Jackson, you're up.
Scary, so let's just hope for 2 episodes.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch, okay.
Yeah, I think he's getting voted off.
And I'm going to go with the Queen is dead. Long live the Queen. I'm going to say Sandra goes home.
No way Sandra goes, because Michaela's not going to go against her. Mm-hmm. And neither will Varner. And well, unless they
tribe swap next week.
Tribe swap, you don't know how it's going to go. Colleen, how are you still eating cake? Just stop.
That was so good. I just love it.
So unprofessional. All right. I'm
going to change my vote from Richard Hatch to Brad Culpepper.
Damn.
You're a jerk.
Brad Culpepper is
wrong.
Going home.
Wrong.
All right.
And I don't even like
all the
cake.
Sugar cake.
I don't like cake. I didn't eat any of this cake on Jay's actual birthday. I didn't eat any of this cake yesterday. I'm just literally sitting next to it and I can't stop eating it.
All right. Well, let's thank our patrons.
Wait, hold on a second. It's a good thing you're not sitting next to a pile of dog poop.
Oh, I know. I'd be eating that too.
That's a good joke. All right. Thank our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Molly the Millennial, and Eckhart Richter. Thank you very much. If you'd like to see a list of all of our patrons that we thank, you can find that list on janejack.com, as well as our Become a Patron link. Click on that. Become a patron today. Also, if you shop on Amazon, you want to help support the show, just use our link, janejack.com/Amazon. Bookmark it. So when you go to Amazon and shop there, a small percentage of your sales goes to the Jay and Jack production fold. All right, guys, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We'll see you guys next week for a new episode of Survivor to talk about. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.